Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Truck drivers will be protesting at various industrial sites around France today to demand an increase in wages. Truck driver unions say those in the profession are having to deal with runaway inflation on wages that are too low. They want salary negotiations to reopen. Elizabeth Borne will be getting dialogue with the opposition parties going today with a view to getting out of the current political deadlock. This weekend, the Prime Minister had her job confirmed by Emmanuel Macron. The President has instructed her to set up an action government by the beginning of July. For now, none of the opposition groups have said they would be willing to enter into a coalition with the majority. Volodymyr Zelensky will appear to the leaders of the G7 today. The Ukrainian president will be speaking to them via video call. He is expected to ask for more weapons and sanctions against Russia. More Russian strikes hit Kiev yesterday for the first time in weeks. The leaders of the G7, including Emmanuel Macron, have announced that they will be extending sanctions against Moscow via an embargo on gold. Jean-Marc Reiser will be appearing before the Assize Court of Bas-Rhin today for the murder of Sophie Letang. The 20-year-old student was killed in 2018 after visiting an apartment near Strasbourg. The accused has admitted to the offences but disputes the premeditated nature of the attack. He had previous convictions in the 2000s for rape. And finally to tennis and the start of Wimbledon today. Tennis fans can look forward to appearances from the Frenchies Adrian Manarino, Kristina Mladenovic and the duel between Benoit Paire and Quentin Halys. Meanwhile, world number one Novak Djokovic will be playing his first match against the South Korean player Kwon Soo-woo. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.